Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Y'all have your Bible with you tonight. Let's make our confession of faith. What say ye? This is my Bible. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Give God some love, would you? Just give Him some love. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, open your Bible tonight to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's don't put it on the screen quite yet, guys, but 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if you have your Bible. I want to talk to you tonight about the power of imagination. Now, we just got done with a series, and I forgot the title. What was our series? Thank you. Happiness. I lied. Lord, forgive me. I did know what it was. I just checking on y'all. Happiness Advantage. Amen. We're beginning a brand new series this weekend for the month of April called Do the Work. Do the Work. See, Pastor, what is that all about? It's about being a doer of the Word of God and what that will do for your life. So that's for the month of April. But tonight, on Wednesday nights are special. I thank God for Wednesday nights. I thank God that we still have Wednesday night services. And I thank God for our small groups, and I thank God for our Wednesday night. Amen? You know, some leaders say if you have small groups, you can't have a Wednesday night. Others say if you have a Wednesday night, you can't have small groups. Why don't we just defy both myths and say we can have small groups and Wednesday night service at Church on the Rock at the same time? What say ye? Amen? I say, yeah. So, you know, I want to talk to you tonight on this Wednesday night, next Wednesday night, on the power of imagination. You pray for me now, okay? So I want to help you. Somebody said the greatest nation is imagination. That's the greatest nation. The power of imagination. Oh, my goodness, Pastor, why are you talking about? You talking about Disney and being an Imagineer? I mean, what's a imagination? Well, you know, imagination is a gift from God. You do know that, right? That our imagination is a gift from God. He gave us memory and He gave us imagination. Memory is for your past because we're to remember all that He's done. The lion, the bear, right? He'll help you kill Goliath, right? You're facing tonight. But imagination is for your future. And God has a future and He has a plan for you. Not to harm you, but to do you good. So say it with me. Imagination is a gift from God. Now, if you're a note taker, I would write these down because I'm really kind of just doing an introduction and showing you the importance of tonight's teaching and us being together. Imagination is essential for your faith. Imagination is essential for our faith. Number two, imagination will stretch your faith. We need imagination. It's essential to our faith. Why? Because it will stretch our faith. Imagination is so vital. It's essential because imagination will give you inspiration. And you can't do anything great without being inspired. And so imagination will breed inspiration. Someone says, you know, Pastor, I'm really dragging tonight. I'm burnt out. I'm worried. Didn't want to come, but I came anyway. I've lost my what? Motivation. Imagination feeds inspiration and motivation. Imagination is essential to our faith. Our faith needs it to grow and to be stretched. Without it, your faith won't grow. Imagination. I want to help your faith grow tonight and next Wednesday night. I want to help your faith to be stretched I want to help you go to a new level in your faith walk. Is that okay with everybody? So imagination is essential to our faith. It stretches our faith. Imagination brings inspiration. And nothing great is done without inspiration. Question, are you inspired tonight? You and I can't impact people if we're not inspired. You and I can't make a difference in someone else's life. We can't leave a mark. We can't make a difference. We can't impact them. We can't influence them unless we're inspired. And our inspiration comes from our imagination. Imagination, inspiration, motivation. How motivated are you tonight? Are you sluggish? Are you tired? You're worn out? Want to give up? What's the use? Dragging? Lost your motivation? Well, how do you get it back? With imagination. So imagination is essential for our faith. Imagination stretches our faith. Without imagination, our faith won't grow. Imagination gives you inspiration, and you better be inspired if you want to do something great with your life. Imagination brings inspiration, and then inspiration will bring motivation, and you've got to be motivated to be great. You've got to be self-motivated to be really great. So if I lack motivation, then maybe I don't have a clear picture of what God wants to do in my life. Imagination is essential for you and I to fulfill God's destiny for our life. Without imagination, we can't fulfill the plan of God for our life. If I had never imagined you and this building, then guess what? I would never have been here tonight with you in this campus. When I was in college in Southwestern University in Waxahachie, Texas, a friend of mine gave me a picture, not of the outside of this building, but the inside of this building in 1977. That picture gave me an image, imagination from Webster. It says, an image in your mind. Webster's Dictionary of Imagination is an image in your mind. What are the images in your mind tonight? What do you have a hold of, and what has a hold of you? Without imagination, we will never reach our destiny. We'll never reach our full potential. We'll never be, what's this? Imagination is images of what you could be. Imagination is images of what you could be. I don't want to be what I am. I want to be what I could be. I don't want to live life as it is. I want to live life as it could be. You and I cannot fulfill God's destiny without imagination. Imagination from Webster is an image in your mind. Every one of us tonight have our imagination, and every one of us tonight are using it. Did you know that? Our imagination, we're either managing it or it's managing us. We're either dictating it or it's dictating to us. Our imagination is either in the negative realm, fear, or the positive realm, faith. Your imagination is working 724. 724. It's all the time working. So Saturday night when Bishop Bronner, oh, he fed my faith. Oh, he stirred me up. He said, every one of these seats, God had you build it so there's a person, there's a family, there's a name, that, and I've said that to you down through the years, that belongs in the seat. And he said, there's coming a day where crisis is going to come to America. This is what he told me in the back room. He said, crisis is coming to America where people are going to run to churches like yours, and there will be no, like tomorrow night, no empty seats. What was he doing? Stretching our faith Saturday night. What was he doing? Causing us to imagine things as they could. That's imagination. Imagination, again, from Webster, is an image in your mind. What are the images that you're carrying in your mind tonight? I looked it up on Wikipedia. Aren't you proud of me? I went on the internet, Wikipedia. And I looked up the word imagination. And you know what it said in Wikipedia for imagination? The ability to see possibilities. Wikipedia. The ability, imagination, image, nation. Greatest nation in your life is imagination. You do have images of things getting better or things getting worse or things staying the same. I don't want things as they are. I want things as they could be. Imagination. So did I lay a good foundation there for you for the power of imagination and why I should come on Wednesday night and how I can act on this and to absolutely stretch my faith and help me reach my destiny and fire me up once again? Because imagination will give you inspiration. And you got to be inspired, folks. And inspiration will cause you to have motivation, and you've got to be motivated. You got to keep moving. Amen. You got to stir up. You got to fan the flame. You got to stir up that gift on the inside of you. Amen. You got to every day take time to visit your future through imagination and then come back and outgrow your present set of circumstances. Imagination, you know, Walt Disney said he took every Friday afternoon just to dream in the afternoon, Walt Disney. What was he doing? Visiting his future. Coming back with inspiration, drive, and motivation, and creativity, outgrowing your present set of circumstances. Now you're motivated, you're inspired to go to work to make that come to pass. To do the work. That's this weekend. Praise God. Do the work. Had to get that preview of coming attraction in there. Amen. All right, so y'all with me? So everybody say imagination. So imagination in Webster, it means an image in your mind. What is your image? You see yourself getting sicker, weaker, broker, sadder, lonely? Or do you see God working, moving, building, increasing, anointing, blessing your life? Our imagination is working 7/24. That's why some people can't sleep at night, have a panic attack, because their imagination is thinking about fearful things, bad things, the worst that could happen. So you and I are to learn how this month on Wednesday night, how to manage our imagination, how to direct it in a positive manner. Remember, Wikipedia, imagination is the ability to think on possibilities. I like that. Say it with me. I am a possibility thinker. I am going to start dwelling, meditating on how things could be. Ooh, boy, I'm ready to go now. I've already been. Hallelujah. And can't you just feel the energy, the anointing, the presence, the power, the pleasure? God's happy about this because God wants you to know he's for you and he has a future for you, has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11, it's not to hurt you or harm you. It's to prosper you. Do you see things as they could be or do you think they'll always be as they are? If you think they're always going to be as they are, you'll get depressed and give up, lose your motivation and inspiration, lose your impact. But if you and I will ask God to help us to stretch our imagination, amen, then we're going to have a greater drive this year, greater energy, greater inspiration, greater motivation. Or we're going to visit our future every day through daydreaming, imagining, seeing the possibilities. What if? What if somebody paid all your credit card debt off tonight after church? They met you out in the lobby. What if somebody just wrote out a check to pay all your debt? How would you act? You need to act that way. Faith is now. You need to act that way. Now. Okay, you ready to get in the Word? About use up all my time on my introduction. But I got myself motivated. Okay, let's look at it. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Let's all read it on three. Y'all sound so awesome. 1, 2, 3. I know you love him. So he has things prepared for you you can't imagine. Notice the word. I use the New Living Translation to bring out the word imagine. Do y'all see that? Isn't that awesome? I mean, just meditating on that. This is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined. So where's the imagination? In your mind. No mind has imagined. What is imagination? Images in your mind. The ability to see possibilities, to think about how things could be when all the pain's gone out of your body. How would you act? Need to act that way tonight. Marriage restored. No strife in the house. Everything working correctly. Need to act as if it was already happening tonight. Has imagined, no mind has imagined what God has what? Prepared. So it's just waiting for us, right? It's prepared. It's in the warehouse. Prepared for those who, and we love him, right? So we love him. But then let me just extract one thing here. I have 5 points tonight on how to manage your imagination. And here's one of the five. It's not in any particular order, but I want to extract it. Notice what the scripture says. So you need to fill your mind with the promises of God. You need to renew your mind. You need to fill your mind with the promises of God. That's one of the five ways on how to manage your imagination is fill your mind with the promises of God. Number two is fix your mind on the possibilities with God. Number one is what the scripture says. Do you know what the scripture says about your health, about your job, your career, your children, your parenting, about your finances, about the hereafter, about people? Do you know what the scripture says? We need to renew our mind. We need to fill our mind with the promises of God. Number two, we need to focus our mind on the possibilities, because that's Wikipedia's definition of imagination, is the ability to focus on possibilities. You with me, church? Luke 1:37. With God, all things are possible. So number three on how to manage your imagination is have a healthy relationship with God. Have a healthy relationship with God. Because when other people let you down, God will always be holding you up. With God, not with man, because man will limit your life. But with God, all. That'd be debt cancellation, healing of the cancer, that remove of the fear, of the addiction, of the pain of the past. All. With God, all things are possible. So number one, fill your mind with what? The scriptures, the promises. And number two, fix your mind on the how it could be, not how it is. If I focused on how it is tonight, I would quit. I always focus on how it could be. You hear me every time I get up here, every time we make our confession, I am what the Word says I am, not what man says I am. I can do what the Word says we can do, not what man says we could do, because man will limit your life. Limit your life every time. So we're going to focus on the possibilities. You're going to be a possibility thinker. You're going to think about more often how it could be, not how it is, but how it could be. Amen. What's that going to do? That's going to stretch your faith. I asked, he was just here. I'll tell you, you know, because I asked Bishop Bronner. I said, you know, Bishop, he's a multimillionaire. You all know that know him. His family has a hair product business. He told you that his father was a multimillionaire. All three of his brothers are multimillionaires. He's a multimillionaire. In the corporate world, he told me that his great-great-grandfather, Ron, was a scientist. In the 1860s. His great-great-great-grandfather was a scientist. So he said, on my father's side, they were all scientists. They were all educated. They were all entrepreneurs. They were all wealthy. He said, on my mother's side, he said, all the way back to my great-great-great-grandmother, they were all preachers. So there you have a preacher and a business guy, successful in the business realm, successful in the church. And I could just, so about any name you want to throw out, I could say that, you know, he's been with them, he's with them, he's mentored them, he's mentoring them, he knows them. He was telling me the other day, Ron, when we were talking, he said, you know, I really liked Muhammad Ali when he came to my church. You know, Dr. King's daughter goes to his church. And he said, you know, Muhammad Ali used to come to my church all the time when he was in Atlanta. Amazing, isn't it? And, you know, so I asked him about what was he like? You know, what was he? What kind of person was he? This, that, and the other. So anyway, I asked him, I said, of all the people all over the world, because he's on his way now to Singapore and then to China in the next few weeks. I said, all the people in all the world that you know, the most successful, what is the predominant factor of the most successful people you know? He said this, focus. He said, they're all intentional. He said, the movers, the shakers, the political, educational, financial, in every realm, the most successful, they're very focused. He said, they're very intentional. He said, every day they know what they're going to do. And every day when they get up, they do it on purpose and they're intentional. Everything they do. Amazing, isn't it? I wish the church would be like that, don't you? Not our church, but another church in a far, far away galaxy. I just wish Christians would get up and be intentional. And be on purpose and be focused on the right things. Amen, church. So what am I telling you? You fill your mind with the scripture, the promises of God. Number two, fix your mind on possibilities. And number three, have a healthy relationship with God. Because with God, all. Wow. Think about that for a while. That'll stretch your imagination, right? All things are possible. Oh, my goodness. So can I give you a couple more scriptures real quick? Ooh, not getting very far. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3:20, the contemporary English version. Now, why would I use this? Because the word imagine is in there. You got it? See the way I think? Okay. So look what he says. I pray. Oh, so here's number four. We are to pray and ask God for spiritual vision. We are to pray and ask God to influence our imagination and not let life and not let hurt, not let disappointment and not let well-meaning Christians or sinners limit our life and our imaginations, what we can do or can't do. But we are to pray and ask God to give us spiritual vision, to enlarge our vision, to enlarge our imagination. If I could imagine, you don't want me to sing that song, praise God. All right, I pray that Christ Jesus, so this is a prayer, right, church? This is a prayer. I pray that Christ Jesus and the church will forever bring praise to God. How do we bring praise to God? By managing our imaginations, getting them in line of who God says, listen very carefully, managing our emotions and getting our imagination and getting them in line with who God says we ought to be. Not how things could be. I'm taking it one step higher. People that we ought to be. We ought to be the biggest thinkers in St. Louis. We ought to be the biggest dreamers, the most positive, the most possibility thinker, the most up in a down world. We got the answer. We got the solution. We got the living hope. We got promise of eternal life. We got a Father. We're in His family. He's our provider. We got a protector. We got His provision. Come on, somebody. How do we bring glory to God? Dream big. Imagine big. Think big. God has things prepared for you that you'll never know without allowing Him to influence your imagination. So he says, I pray that Christ Jesus and the church will forever bring praise to God, that His power at work where? In us, can do far more than we dare ask or what? Imagine. Oh, my goodness. So we see the number one, I forgot, you tell me, how do we manage our imagination? Number one, we fill our mind with the promises of God. Wow, like I can do all things through Christ. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly all I ask or think. Thanks be unto God who caused me to triumph in every situation. By your stripes I were healed. But my God provides all my needs. He teaches me how to profit. I don't lean on my own understanding. He directs all. Oh, wow. Fill my mind with the promises of God. Whew. And then number two, fix my mind on. And then number three, healthy relationship. Because with God, not with man, not with disgruntled Christians, not with backsliders, not with sinners, not with the world, but with God, all things become possible. Healthy relationship with God. Work on that until you die. Christ comes back. Number four, pray. And then number five, watch what you say. Because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly, but all you can ask, that's your words. As the team comes out, that's your speaking. So how do you manage your imaginations? Manage your mouth. Watch your mouth. Change what you say. Make what we say align up with God's word, which is God's will for our life. Amen. Amen. You see, well, what do I got to say? Because what you say becomes an image. And that image lands in your mind. And then what's it called? An imagination. Imaginations come from what you say and what you think. What you say and what you think. So then number six would be what? Manage your thought life. He's able to exceed it, but all you can ask or what? Think. Ask or think. So we affect our imagination by what we say and what we think. What have you been saying all day? What have you been thinking all week? Wow. Powerful, isn't it? Man, I think I'm more excited about Wednesday night than the weekend. I think I'll just skip out and go golfing this weekend, come back, see you next Wednesday night. Woo! Praise the Lord. Is this helping anybody? Give the Lord all the praise, would you? Just give him all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.